I'm George Walker. Greg Kolaris's Apropos of Nothing at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is this year's Reba Shiner Comedy Award winner. The BPP always comes up with a new welcome for the audience and salute to the sponsors. This show features a mute associate artistic director, Ben Smith, as he's directed by a neutral voice outlining four basic steps of good curtain opener. Smith is a good actor, and his struggles to follow those directions met with good-natured laughter. The opening scene of the play, apropos, is a bit hard to grasp. It gradually becomes clear that it's a professor in an office with a student. Bridget Haight is Professor Rebecca. She's teaching freshness and engagement in writing. She's frustrated because Felix Mirbach as Jacob, her smitten student, has decided that a composition filled with clichés has a power of irony. He's quite good at marshaling and defending these chestnuts. If Catch-22 was your favorite book in college, this show is for you. In the next scene, a drunken wedding guest, Owen, Patrick Wiegand, rapidly rambles on to a shadowed, monosyllabic, gravel-voiced listener about the uneasy nature of love. Owen's in a long affair with Professor Rebecca. He describes it as being in and out of love in a roughly four-day cycle, with two of love, one of indifference, and one of actual dislike. When he's in love, he dreads that he'll be out of love, and when he's out of love, he hangs around because he believes that he'll be in love again. However, there is an exception. Owen saw a shared moment between their married friends, Martin and Lily, that so moved him that he wanted to be in on it. Since that night, he's carried a notion of pure, transcendent, uninterrupted love that he compares to all others. So we have apropos twin themes, baseless irony and the ups and downs of real love compared with its ideal. Naturally, Owen swears his listener to secrecy, and naturally his listener tells someone, and that someone tells someone, and it gets back to Martin, Paul Daly. Martin, a sympathetically thoughtful Paul Daly, is aghast that Owen, his best friend, the second best man at his wedding 8 years ago, is in love, however unannounced and platonic, with his wife Lily. By this time, we're all eagerly awaiting Lily's appearance, and Ashley Dillard's multifaceted Lily is more than worth the wait. Lily's mostly content with her life with Paul. Gradually, Dillard skillfully peels away at Lily's complacency. She may have a catalog of Martin's habits that might upset another partner. And despite her escape to adopting strategies from a friend's therapy sessions and her retreat into knitting cardigan after cardigan, she's to herself satisfied and to us in a complexity of denial. Now, apropos is a comedy, and there's actually quite a bit of laughter. Kolaris skillfully builds the rising action toward a climax. Rebecca loses her job when she's caught having sex with Jacob during office hours. She's also moved out of her apartment, and she's bunking with Jacob and his collection of Transformers. And this leaves her on-again, off-again boyfriend Owen out in the cold. He's bunking on a futon at Martin and Lily's home. In between pauses in a televised procession of Ken Burns' Civil War documentary, Lily and Owen explore their possible relationship. Martin is devastated by their progress, and his ensuing confrontational conversation with Lily actually leads to a violent response that draws blood. Following the necessary repairs, Martin is packing to leave and wanders into a verbal storm of clichés whose potential for irony leaves even Jacob in awe. I won't spoil and wrap this up for you, but the couples do get more or less unhappily back together. Jacob is left to work out his own delayed adolescence. Greg Kolaris's Apropos of Nothing is directed by Jonathan Michelson at the Bloomington Playwrights Project, plays through February 2nd. The neat three-level set with magically appearing and disappearing furniture courtesy of props master Barb Steininger, is by David Wade with costumes by Claire Stebbins. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.